You to hear.
There is no damn sharper dude on the face of this earth than Major Bill Smith.
Major Bill Smith, too hot for television. Get your copy and get to know the real Smith.
How do you like them f***ing apples, you greasy sucker?
The Don and Mike Show.
Wow.
I turned the back of the rack.
Oldie but goodie.
Even tastier than Chef Boyardee. The Don and Mike Show.
Right, right. And we're right there on the internet. Isn't that right, Rosie?
Thank you!
Hi, Rosie. At www.donamikewebsite.com.
Oh, that is that!
Shut up. But you're over it, right?
Yeah.
You know why? Because you're special.
Thank you!
Yeah.
Thank you!
Thank you!
Shut up!
Thank you!
Hey!
Yeah!
All right, that's enough. That's like, guess the oopsie, guess the poopsie. Not to be confused with guess the whoopee.
Right. Now it's, one's really challenging. The other one, well, heck, it might be easier for you.
I have a plan for a trip to Las Vegas. Thanks again to Independence Air.
Yeah.
Fly I and get your Happy Bags game tag today. They give us a vacation to every day in the month of May to Las Vegas.
This is our oopsie poopsie music here.
And I'd love to go to Las Vegas.
Yeah.
I'll tell you why. I don't know where it is. It's at Caesars, maybe. There's this place called Casa Fuente.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Brand new cigar shop there.
Just Arturo Fuente cigars?
Yeah, just wow. Fuente cigars. And the best part is, so reasonably priced.
Of course. Such a bargain.
I understand that they're so reasonably priced.
Yes, in a casino hotel.
But we'll find out. Mm-hmm. They were nice enough to shoot an email to the website.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so we'll see.
It is nice. I think it is Caesars, isn't it?
I think it is.
They got all those new stores over there.
Yeah. I'd like me some Opus X slippers.
Ooh. Is that what they sell?
Yeah. Like, that's the cigar that I like.
Right.
So
right.
You can
wear those to work. Your slippers and an Opus X robe with your Packer sock.
I don't know. Yes, with my Packer. Yes. Except I wouldn't do that, Buzz, because that mixes.
Oh, you don't mix. I didn't know.
I don't know if you noticed this yesterday. Well, you wouldn't because I didn't have shorts on. Yesterday, I had on a Clemson sweatshirt. That's where my kid goes to school.
Right.
I did not wear Green Bay Packer socks with a Clemson sweatshirt.
No logo mixing. Bad
right.
Voodoo.
For instance, today, I've got a solid black Nike top.
Uh-huh.
So check it out. That's right. It's gray Packer socks.
Great. How many pairs of Packer socks do you have?
Seriously?
Yeah, seriously.
Maybe 40.
Gray, green,
that
white.
Many? I have.
What else?
I've got gray, green, uh-huh. White, light green.
Okay.
I've got the shorty kind that are almost like tennis socks.
Mm-hmm.
Then I've got the kind that go up a little farther.
So the shorty kind just have the logo on the foot.
They just has a little G right on the very
right
back.
Right on the top.
Right on the very back.
Yeah.
Like on my heel.
Very cool.
Yeah. Oh, I love my Packer socks.
40 pairs. I had no idea you had that many.
Wow. At least. And I've got some of my very lucky Packer socks,
mm-hmm.
like when they first came out with for idiots like me, where you could buy socks for your sports teams.
Right.
They would embroider on a little Packers logo.
Right.
And from those original socks, which are now so rotten,
they're in the Smithsonian.
Yeah, they're washing up on a New Jersey beach right now. But those socks are gone. Yet in my sock drawer,
don't worry about the needles. Stay away from those socks.
I still have the little embroidered helmet.
Oh, you kept the black.
Yes, they're my lucky socks.
Right. And it's a helmet that actually walks along the floor by itself.
Because I'm retarded. I don't know if you've noticed that or not.
Congratulations on that.
But I'm being retarded?
Yes, and having the 40 pairs of socks, I think that's terrific. All right.
At least 40, Mike.
That's cool.
You know what I'll do tonight?
Because, I mean, because of Buzz, I've just started my collection.
Because I've got nothing else to do. Maybe I will actually count and even take a digital picture and put it up on our website. Document all of my Packers. Not just the Packers.
Are they all arranged like close to one another?
They have
a special drawer, 40 socks. You need a drawer for
May
that.
I tell you that there are three drawers in my bureau that are just for Packers socks?
Just socks?
Just
I don't
Packers
think you can
socks.
Get 40 in one drawer.
Your Green Bay Bureau? Would they make? Do they make any Green Bay furniture?
Sure.
Yeah,
I've got the carpeting. Oh, I've got me carpeting.
Making something wooden.
Coffin.
Shower curtain.
Coffin.
There is such a thing as a Green Bay coffin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And don't forget the Packer tractor.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm.
$30,000 for the Packer tractor.
Oh, it's high.
Now, come on, Frittany, where are you?
Frittany.
Oh, hold on. I know where she is.
That's pretty funny.
She's out purchasing more Green Bay hosiery.
She would be able to tell you how many. And then we'll get right to these guess the poopsies.
Mm-hmm. But I'll take a picture of that. I'd like to see that myself.
To the website.
Oh, sure.
My sock drawer. I'd like to see my underpants drawer.
I'd like to see it all.
Hello, boo-boo.
Hi, baby.
How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you today, Brittany? You said it was okay.
Come on. It was okay.
Okay. Seriously, because I am a retard. How many pairs of Packer socks do you think I have? I estimated it at 40.
I heard you talking about it. You know why I don't know?
Why?
Because they all look alike. I mean, unless I counted them. Sorry, didn't mean to say something discriminatory. But I don't count them. I just see them go through the wash.
But there are at least 40 different pairs.
There's
there are some
so many that you can't close your drawer.
And so most days do you wear Packer socks?
Yes. On a day I want to feel lucky.
Mm-hmm. Because, you know, it's the every occasion gift. He gets it every Christmas.
And even, I'll tell you something else, even if we're going to, like, go somewhere and I have to wear grown-up clothes and I have to wear, like, hard shoes,
mm-hmm. right?
I will put on a pair of the Packer socks and then put on, like, regular black socks on top of it.
Now you've gone into the land of the screwed up.
I've always got the Packer socks.
They don't make Packer dress socks?
No, but I'm sure they do.
You didn't see the color, but it was the embroidery.
But nothing will drive me crazy more than even, like, if I'm out on a Sunday morning and I go to the grocery store by myself, mm-hmm. and if I've got on sweatpants and a sweatshirt, and I've got on Packer socks. Now, no one can see that they're Packer socks.
Right.
But in my car, I've got, like, a Baltimore Ravens hat. And I don't want to go in the store without having taken a shower, so I get it, the hat, and I go in the store. And then I almost think I got to go back home.
Because you're wearing a Ravens hat with a mix
hat.
On.
Yes, yeah, even though no one can see the socks.
Start hyperventilating, breaking into a cold sweat. Yes. I got to get out of the car.
Because I'm retarded.
I didn't know the double sock thing. Every day I lose a little bit more respect.
Yeah, I'll take that. That's all right, Brittany. All right, I love you, baby.
I love you.
Hey, listen, would you do me? Whenever, sometime. Can we take a picture of my sock drawer and put that on the website?
Sure.
I mean, I think it would be interesting.
Sounds like somebody's got a weekend project.
I want to see it.
I think it would be interesting to see all of my various Packer socks.
Yeah. This sounds fascinating. I'd be happy to do that.
All right, baby.
Unmatched collection.
All right, thank you, honey.
All right, sweet peanut.
All right.
You know, of all the things I think people would want to see, I think there's so much in that, you know, that people would like
no,
to see.
No, like what? Like
I've heard that they'd be curious to see a picture of Bart.
That's good. Yeah, let's put our kid's picture up. Let's put Cody Gifford's picture up there. Please.
He's not a child. He's a big...
No, listen. Here's the deal. We'll put a picture of my socks up. Of all of my Packers socks. I'm proud of that.
Prouder than Bart.
No, I'm not prouder of my socks than my son.
Sometimes you really are prouder of your socks.
Well, sometimes he's a bad kid.
That'll be on your tombstone. Don Geronimo proud of his socks. It is quite a collection.
All right, Brittany, I'll see you later.
All right, goodbye.
And then maybe we can take a picture of your shoe room.
I don't mind doing that, but that would necessitate buying a few new pairs of shoes to make it look good.
Whatever it takes.
Right, okay.
All right,
we'll stick with my socks.
That's why Buzz is my buddy.
Okay, love you, baby.
Love you, too.
All right, bye, friend.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There she goes. See, things are cool. And I'll get her to take that picture because I think it'll show what a retard I am, because when I say 40 pairs of Packer socks, you don't realize that I have Packer socks that say, like, on it says, Kings of the Gridiron. Then I have another one that says, you know, you can't stomp on the Packers.
And you get them from the Packers store, because the Packers have their own merchandise. They go more crazy. A lot of teams have the standard stuff that the NFL gets out for every team.
Right.
And even like the Red Sox don't have the kind of stuff that the Packers have.
It's fantastic. And they're just so... I've got cheese socks.
Right.
Are they
yellow?
They're not made of the same material as the dumb cheese head thing.
Right.
But they are yellow and they look like cheese. And I've never even worn them.
Do they have holes?
Not real holes, but they have drawn on holes.
You know what pisses me off?
What?
Talking about this, something I saw on TV last night was Amba and Boston Rob.
Yeah.
And she had this huge floor-to-ceiling mural done of the Red Sox celebrating the championship, but it was a painting and it was acrylic and it had all, and she went down to spring training and she had all the guys sign it. And she was giving that to Boston Rob because he wears his hat. Like, they don't get enough. And you know what I mean? Ass hat.
Amber.
I was jealous.
Well, they're going to get killed on, when is it? Next Wednesday is the last American Idol because that's the night that they're getting married.
Right.
I mean, they're already married, but that's the night that CBS is counter-programming American Idol.
I think it was a wedding gift that she was getting for him, too.
Oh, and when we were talking about Nick and Jessica yesterday, it clicked when I was watching TV last night. They're only staying married until the special is on this week where they go to Iraq and entertain our troops.
Right. I want to watch the special just to watch her because she is looking amazing.
Boy, would that be frustrating, though? You're over there in Iraq.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I used to feel like when I would see the newsreels about WW2.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got our guys over there fighting the Nazis, really getting their asses kicked, fighting a good fight every day.
Right.
You bring over a piece of ass like Joey Heatherton, or that was Vietnam, or like Maryland, or whoever it is.
It's BS that he's even with her.
You just bring
there.
A piece of ass over there like, hey, guys,
uh-huh.
Hey, look what's at home. Look at this. Isn't she great? Wouldn't you like to jump on her? Okay, well, go on back out and kill some more Krauts now.
How about just kick his ass? Because, I mean, really, when you're talking about a USO, why have Nick there?
What? Have all the soldiers beat up Nick Lachey?
Yeah, I mean, because he's over there. Really, I mean, there she is, hotter than hot. She got herself in shape for the Dukes of Hazzard movie.
Mm-hmm.
She's getting off the plane. She looks great. And he's like, you're right. What is his career? I mean, when's the last time he had a record?
He is a better-looking Kevin Federline. And Mike, we're going to say it about a white guy. He's very well spoken, as opposed to Kevin Federline.
Yeah. Well, I thought it was ridiculous that he was part of, but it's the Nick and Jessica specials.
Was he a boy band guy?
Yeah, 98 Degrees.
That's what it was.
And it was
the third tier boy band, right?
Wasn't
98 Degrees
the second tier? As my opinion is, would be NSYNC, then Backstreet, then 98 Degrees, and then you've got, like, you know, All for One.
Homo.
Oh, dear.
And then you've got Color Me Bad.
Homo.
You can stop now.
Yeah. You can skew country and go.
Now you're starting to really scare me. This scares me a hell of a lot more than the song.
Yeah. Handsome.
Homo. Moffitts.
Who?
The Moffitts were a country boy band.
Oh, God. I don't swing that way, boy.
Understood.
I don't swing that way, boy.
You know, this is all tremendously disturbing.
Guys, we've got all these people waiting to play the game. All these people. And let's get someone now.
All right.
All these people have been waiting. Look at 20 minutes they've been waiting. I'm sorry. We're talking about socks.
That's fun.
Hello, Mike.
Yeah, Don, what's up?
Mike, how you doing? Welcome to the show, my friend. Thank you for listening. Where are you calling from, Mike?
I'm in